This is KUT. The city of Austin has unveiled a new blueprint for its future. Dubbed Code Next, the plan aims to manage growth and transportation challenges through massive urban rezoning. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, critics say for a city that prides itself on environmentalism, Austin's failed to take into account one important thing in Code Next: climate change.
Seth Goodman says people usually think about reducing greenhouse gases by fighting big emitters like coal power plants, or by changing their own behavior, by going green.
But there's really a third category that we should be talking about, and that is the emissions that are baked into our everyday lives because of the design of our cities.
That's where Goodman, a building designer and transit advocate, says Code Next missed an opportunity. He wishes the code brought more density. He says that would reduce traffic and...
That helps a city have to pave less, provide fewer pipes, you know, and it also preserves natural ecosystems by not sprawling over them. And so that preserves those ecosystems so that they can absorb carbon dioxide.
The thing is, the city of Austin says that's exactly what it has done with Code Next. Jennifer Todd is a planner with the city.
And as you have more people here, closer to jobs and other things, that can translate into fewer miles traveled. They can also, through a variety of new housing types, accommodate a variety of people and smaller units, which are also more efficient than large-scale homes.
Again, Seth Goodman.
I'm really skeptical of those claims. When I look at the side-by-side comparison map that they've provided to the public, there's not that many changes. We're kind of tinkering around the edges. In fact, we're literally doing that because all of the new density, or the majority of it, is supposed to go on the edges of the neighborhood. It's supposed to go on the corridors.
Jennifer Todd with the city says she's familiar with that criticism, but then she's heard from others that the plan allows for too much density.
I would say that this is our initial proposal. Again, we are evaluating these changes, but you also want to balance out, you know, accommodating new people and growth with other factors. One of the softer ones is, you know, wanting to preserve some of the things that people love about Austin.
And that makes Code Next sound a lot like what it really is, a political document that tries to answer the concerns of people who want virtually no change with others who want to embrace it. But for Seth Goodman, that type of compromise doesn't really make sense when it comes to the impacts of climate change.
Our politics can't change that hard reality. And I think that we need to be realistic about what cities must do in the United States to avert catastrophe.
The city is still taking input on the code. It doesn't plan on finalizing Code Next until next year. Mose Bushell, KUT News.